Hi, friends.
Hi.
How's it going?
You know, I was actually thinking that today was Tuesday, but it's Wednesday. So that's a great feeling because normally it's opposite.
Yes. So nice that we're a day ahead.
I know. Yesterday was fun. We had a fun episode yesterday.
Yes. Holding the...
If you didn't watch or listen, we got to actually hold a breast implant.
Yes. It was very nice, and we're actually going to talk about some of yesterday today because there were a lot of people that commented on our Instagram, so we really appreciate that. For all of our new listeners, we have an Instagram, Caroline and Rasha, you can find
us. Yes.
And we post stuff. I try to post stuff as much as I can and try to get as much interaction as possible. Our producers do as well. Psych, we don't have a producer. It's us.
It's us. You know what's funny is when we started the show, we actually were like, yeah, we're going to dress in casual clothes and then we're going to change into our news anchor outfits.
Yes.
And then that usually doesn't happen.
It doesn't. We would love more than anything to be in casual clothes.
Like styling casual clothes.
Yes.
Like really cool sweats or like really cool jeans that are comfy and tennies, which Rashi's sporting with her anchor dress right now. But it looks cute, though.
Thank you. Well, the issue that we have, though, is that we do stuff before this. Yep. And after. And the so time period just, in between is just...
Sometimes it's 2 minutes, 1 minute. Yesterday for you was about 30 seconds.
Yes.
So news anchor outfits it is, but we still keep it a casual vibe, which is the most important thing.
Yes. It is all about... There's not really... I mean, there's script in terms of what we're going to be kind of talking about, but it's all ad lib. And it's really just us talking the way that we would talk outside of work.
Yeah.
And... one of the things I tell people when people ask, what's Caroline like? It's like what she's like on TV, you know, minus the news part, like what you see on social media and stuff. That's how she is outside of work. And people,
I think you're less crazy than you are on social media.
I'm more subdued in real life.
You're like,
I guess
TikTok videos are hilarious.
Well, thank you. I try to. I've never like looked at myself as like, what does my digital image look like versus me? Because I just kind of,
you know, that's a great point. And when you kind of take a step back and you look at what your digital footprint looks like, so how are you portraying yourself on social media? Social media is crazy because even if you're not trying to portray this version of yourself, you are.
Yes, and I think that it can be. I think most of the time it's. You're not right with what the person is actually. Because if I was to look at, say, just your TikTok, right? You're doing a bunch of your Get Ready With Me videos, and it looks like you're always late, or you're in a rush.
And that's not the case.
Right.
It's like, yes, we are always rushing in this field as a whole group. There's not one reporter, anchor, producer that isn't up against the clock, because that's just the nature of the business.
Right.
And so when we're getting ready, we are up against the clock because we take all this time to produce the show and then we get ready. And anyway, so people might see that as, oh, you're always late.
Yes.
And it's like, actually, I'm always right on time or even a bit early to the studio.
Yes, she is. And she's very like
cognizant
of time, too.
But you also then wouldn't really know like that I love working out and going on walks, and you wouldn't really know that I golf a lot. Sometimes you would. Sometimes I'm posting more golf stuff than others. But same with you. If you just glance at your stuff, you might not know that you have two kids.
Yes.
You might not know that you work out and love it too. Like, there's all these different things that you wouldn't know. But for people who, I feel like our jobs can easily become our personalities working on air as public figures. It's always funny to me when you meet someone and maybe you don't know what they do and you look at their social media, their Instagram, and it's just like all travel pictures and all like this fun stuff. It's like, wait, what do you do? Like, people would automatically know what we do from our social media.
Right. And they see it and they know like exactly what that is. And I think it's just so crazy because people develop their own thoughts. I mean, we all do, right? When we're looking at somebody or looking at someone's posts or whatever. And so what I've gotten a lot is that comments in the negative, which, you know, obviously I'm very appreciative of the positive comments, but is like that she's all about herself or self-centered.
I get that too. And I'm like, well, it is my page, so.
Well, what does well is people want to know about us.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So it's like, if you look at our pages, they're all pictures of us, right? Of us individually, right? Many times it's both of us together, but in terms of even with friends, like the picture might not be on our grid of our friends, but it's of us
because
people have turned to us. And it's, we're looking also at what works in terms of what people want. And so,
and I think that like sometimes that's, I'm not saying that's the problem, but I think sometimes people who don't really understand how social media algorithms work might be like, well, why are you always posting makeup? Which I've been majorly slacking on lately.
Well, your majorly slacking is probably like,
no, like I just like abandoned makeup. I need to like get back.
Oh, you
to
did
it.
Other stuff.
Yeah, I've been posting, but I think to people who don't really understand it, it seems odd that I post so many get ready with me videos or whatever.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, but that's what really keeps my algorithm up. And now that I've kind of stopped doing that, I've had a few news updates do well, but I need to get back to them. I don't know. Sometimes you just need a break.
Yes. It's exhausting a lot of times. And so it's just, even what does well for me is like my behind the scenes, but I do like more satirical, like what it's like.
But then some people don't understand.
No, some people think that
that it's all legit and it's just crazy.
And I do, people do describe me as funny. So I think that in real life, I am funny and like try to make people laugh. And, you know, I try to be funny on my.
See, I feel like I would lean more into that. But, you know, my history of just the focus that everyone puts on my social media. So I feel like that's caused me to majorly back off.
Right, right.
And it sucks because I want to be posting all the fun stuff and all the serious stuff, but just due to circumstances, I've completely kind of backed off, which isn't fun.
So the social media thing is part of our day, but there's so much that happens in our day, just like there might be in your day. So that's why a morning routine is so important. And I have recently talked about it as well, what I've changed in my morning routine. It's made it so much better. Let me tell you, this morning, not that great because I didn't wake up early to work out. I thought I could fit it in waking up a little bit later. And it was stress because I was
Did you do this?
I did work out. Because I was like, I'm going to just do it. And I did it outside. Oh. And it wasn't hair washing day, but nice. I blow dried the sweat. You know what you got to do. But then I didn't have time to make dinner. And I had to anyway, this whole thing. But when I have changed my morning routine to wake up earlier than everybody else and do my workout, which has been very hard to do. But then afterwards, I'm like, oh,
I have
God,
time.
I'm on top of the world. Okay. So the point is, the morning routine, huge. And a new survey says, it significantly improves your day. 1 in 3 Americans say their day is thrown off by missing some of those steps like I did today. The new poll from Tucker Research says 38% of people have a bad day if they don't make a fresh pot of coffee or tea. 34% of people have a bad day if they forget to brush their teeth.
How
do you forget that?
Oh my God.
No. Also, you're more likely to have a bad day if you skip a shower after waking up or don't exercise in the morning. Yes.
Yes. So what a lot of people don't realize is that you are already doing a morning routine without even thinking about it.
Yep.
You get up, you go to the bathroom, you should brush your teeth. Hopefully that's just ingrained in you. You make your coffee. So this is kind of just expanding on the morning routine, what you're talking about, Rashi, which is getting up, doing all that. Maybe you're getting your coffee and then getting into the gym.
Yes.
And doing your workout.
Right. And just doing everything. And I will say that it's harder, I would say, you know, like for parents out there where you're like, well, I don't know what my morning's going to be depending on my child's mood and, you know, whatever. And so I look at a lot of child psychologists and just, you know, other parents and what they do. And kids really do want routine. So when you set a routine for yourself and for them, it's like, we need to stick to this. This is how it's going to be. It's not like we wake up, okay, who's having a bad day or, you know, already who's screaming. Well, no, we wake up, the first thing we do, good morning, and we go brush our teeth.
Yes.
Okay, wash our face, wash our hands. That was a big thing, washing hands as well. Nope, we're washing hands too. Then we go get ready for breakfast and, you know, you sit on the table, get your cup, put the milk in, you know, that sort of thing. But it has to be structure.
Wow.
And once I've started that structure, and obviously the summer is different because, you know, we're not in school, so there's not. But I try to keep that so that the expectations for everyone are there.
Mm-hmm.
And it has helped so much.
That's so good.
Because then I'm like, well, you know that you're supposed to do this.
Yeah.
You know we're supposed to. And what that does also, again, I'm not saying that just, I'm telling from my experience, but what I've learned from others is the routine and the mundaneness that gives you room for creativity because you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
It has really, really helped. And I really encourage people, to start a routine, because it really just organizes your thoughts and your day, and it sets you up for a great day.
I was so on top of my morning routine today. I was like, I have time. I'm going to cook, because I cook like once a month.
Yes, good for you.
So this was my once a month cooking, and it was made for a really busy morning. So when I was doing that, because got up, got to the gym, did a 1 hour workout class, then 45 minutes on the tread.
Good for you.
And I was ordering groceries, so I didn't get my morning reading in, so I brought my book.
Stop it.
For
this
the treadmill.
Way adulting.
So I saw your sister posted an incline walking video. So that's what I was doing, but I was reading my book while walking. Got a little dizzy at one point, but that's fine. Got it done for 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then I went and picked the groceries up that I had ordered. And then I cooked, and I'm actually going to make a video on it. So stay tuned on my social media pages. But what went through my head is, I don't know how you do this so often, because I know you're getting up, getting your workout in, taking care of the kids, mm-hmm. plus then cooking a meal, mm-hmm. or multiple meals for the kids, the husband, before you come into work.
Yes.
And I'm like, girl.
That's why sometimes when I come into work, I'm like,
I was like, that was a lot. And then I had to clean all the dishes, mm-hmm. and put them in the dishwasher. And that was like a whole other thing.
Yes.
So you see these recipes online that say, oh, this is a 20-minute meal.
Right. They're all 20-minute meals that are actually a lot longer.
45 minutes to an hour that you're spending in the kitchen, mm-hmm. by the time you get everything out and then put everything away. And so kudos to you for doing that so often.
Thank you.
Typically, I just take that. If I do the earlier morning workout, then I just have this like chunk of time where I'm either like, I might have an appointment or mm-hmm. run an errand, but a lot of times I'm just kind of sitting outside, eating my breakfast, like doing social media, doing whatever I want, where you're like, boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
And that was a lot. So good job.
It is. Well, good job to you, because it is a lot, and it doesn't get easier.
Well, I'm proud because Connor was on a work trip, and he's playing pickleball tonight. And I know when he comes home from work trip, he would prefer to eat a home-cooked meal.
That's
or
so
he
good.
Would,
yes.
He's normally the one that cooks.
Yes.
So I knew he wasn't really going to have time tonight. I was like, I want to be nice. So
yes, that's good. That is so awesome. That is wife material.
I got it together today.
Yes.
It won't happen again for another month, but it's fine.
Well, coming up, I can't wait to share this. It's some of the Gen Z things that for millennials, it's just like, ugh, gross. What? Stop it. So we're going to share some. Caroline doesn't know what they are, so we'll get her reaction coming
up.
All right, welcome back, friends. Thank you so much for watching Caroline Arashi or listening to us. So there's this article that I found, Caroline, on Gen Z fashion trends that left millennials completely disgusted and kind of worried. And there are 26 of them. So here's what I did is I picked the ones that I thought were most cringe, and I wanted to get your opinion.
Okay.
Dudes with mullets.
I don't see that much, but okay.
Yes, that's a thing. Always looking like a slob, no matter the occasion. That's another one.
If there's one message I would give the younger generation, it would be, especially if you're doing anything that involves a future job or like
yes.
an internship, or even if you think you have a lot of times professors are professionals in fields, you need to present yourself in a more professional way.
Yes. And it's just, someone had said this, it's like courteous to the other person just to look more.
Yeah.
You know, like you've spent maybe 5 minutes.
It could make you stand out. It could benefit you in the
yes.
long run. That's the only reason. I really don't get whatever. Where were you? But it can benefit you in the long run.
Yes, I think so. And it for this generation, it can make you really stand out.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Why
is.
Wouldn't you want to stand out?
Right. Exactly. Okay. So pimple patches on your face in public.
So I watched Love Island.
Okay.
And a lot of those people on Love Island are younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy filmed for so long with pimple patches on his face. But then there was another guy that actually had a pimple on his face. And I'm like, why doesn't this dude give this dude a pimple patch? Because this guy actually needs it. This guy just looks ridiculous with pimple patches on it. It was driving me nuts for the whole episode. So I'm just like, why are these younger people doing this?
I hate that word, by the way. But I see people with that on and I'm like, that makes it worse.
No, it's fine to keep them when you go to sleep, when you get ready for bed at night.
Yeah, that's different. I'm talking about
the
public.
Then take them off. It's more just, I would rather see a pimple than see a pimple patch.
Yeah, I'd say blemish, but yeah.
It's like wearing a Band-Aid on your face for really like no reason. There's like There's nothing. The point of the pimple patch is to actually.
Okay. Yeah.
You hate the word pimple.
Yes, you keep saying it.
What else are you going to call it?
Blemish. I just said blemish. No, a blemish.
A zit.
A blemish. Stop it. Anyway, here's another one.
I popped a zit.
Oh my God, stop. Bleached eyebrow trim.
No, okay. Whenever Ariana Grande did this for Wicked, everybody was losing it. Kendall Jenner's done it for some looks. No, I do not like the bleach. I think even Kim Kardashian has bleached the eyebrows. It is not for me.
No, we need to see the brows. Okay, socks over leggings.
Every day. I mean, high socks all the time. I look to my younger cousins to tell me what the cool socks are to wear, and I wear them.
Really?
Oh, socks are a big deal. Do you think your sister would ever not wear high socks?
I look at her high socks and I'm like, what are you doing?
No, but it's a vibe. It's a style.
Well, I wear the no-show socks, so that's what I try to do.
I've told you this before. The high socks were all the thing. Now I feel like maybe a mix is coming back, but I have to consult and do some research before I say that definitively. Right now, it's still the high socks.
Okay. Did not know that.
Over the leggings.
All right. Well, a sea of cell phones at concerts. That's another thing.
I mean, even when I tell myself I'm not going to do it, I have my phone up, you know.
But did you do it when you were younger? I mean, you didn't have a cell phone, right? So, like, would you prefer it without all these cell phones there?
Well, I try to not overdo it. I feel like I'm like, okay, I want to get video for my social media of the hit songs, but like not the whole concert. I'm not going to be standing there live streaming every single minute or videoing everything, but there are certain songs I'm like, I have to record.
But what I'm saying is, you as someone going to a concert, I know you go to a lot of concerts, like, do you prefer it, social media or not, to have people around you with a cell phone or without?
I'm in my own world. Oh. It just doesn't bug me. You know, maybe that's because I'm tall. So I can see over phones, so it doesn't bug me.
Maybe because I'm just like so tall.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, for us short people, it's annoying.
Wow, yeah.
Because I see everything.
I see that, yeah.
You know what I mean? One time many times I have to stand on a box because Caroline is so model tall, which is great. And I'm like, this is so nice. Like, this is really nice to be up here. The weather's the same, but I mean, like, you know, it's just a very
better vantage point. So I could see that would be annoying for people who aren't as tall as me. People who are really tall really have that advantage.
Yes. But so anyways, those are just a few of them. But
I make it my mission to stay up with Gen Z?
Gen Z, yes.
I really respect it. I love it. I try to, like, I'm wearing the low-rise skirts and stuff now.
Yes, rocking them.
So I try to stay up with them. I really do. I appreciate
and
what they bring
you
to
should.
The table. But I also have my millennial wisdom that I feel like I can share with them so that they can make sure that they set themselves up for success in the professional world or whatever. So
I think it's a
good it's a balance, admittance. Okay? Yeah. You gotta accept the younger gen for who they are.
Exactly. All right, we'll be right back. Yesterday, we talked about Drake and his abs, or whatever you would call them, and you all had some comments, folks. So this pic is gone viral. Drake posted, are the abs real? So you see the other muscles, like the arms, the pecs, it's not all matching. So we had an amazing plastic surgeon on yesterday who explained abdominal etching, possibly something that he probably got done. So it's a procedure that's growing in popularity, and it's a type of cosmetic surgery that uses targeted liposuction to define the appearance of a six pack, that is. Instead of removing fat, the procedure carefully shapes it around the abdominal muscles to create more visible lines and definition to form a six pack. And we talked to Dr. Frank Rose yesterday, who is a very popular plastic surgeon, who was saying one of the reasons he doesn't do this is because as you get older, your skin tends to sag. So I don't know what this is going to look like in a little bit, like talking 5-6 years from now. But we had some comments. Destiny gave us two comments, and I really like them, on our Instagram, saying the comments on the original post are hysterical. Someone said arms sold separately.
Oh my gosh.
And then she commented, if these are real, I don't see the need for the bulletproof vest that he wears at shows, which is true. Oh. He's always wearing that bulletproof vest.
I didn't realize that.
Oliviana Calmez, who is one of our reporters, says, I think if I threw a tennis ball, it would bounce right back to me. And there were some other comments that I couldn't post on here, but basically just saying how he probably ordered them from Temu.
Yep.
And
some guy friends of mine responded to my story post and couldn't necessarily post those either. They were basically saying, oh, those were definitely bought and paid for, or those are definitely fake, the arms don't match. But I personally am a big Drake fan. I love his music, and I think he is a very good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And so, Drake, if you're watching and you're in Houston, much love to you.
And you know what? I feel the same way. Those abs look great.
You do you, boo.
You do you, boo. And
invite me to your birthday party.
We want to go really bad. Invite really her.
If you have it in Houston again, we're in.
Yes.
Your abs look great.
Your abs look great. The arms. You know what? Maybe he was only concentrating on the abs.
Yeah. I mean, okay. The thing of it is, most of the time, though, you would see opposite. You'd see somebody with, like, jacked arms that are kind of more ripped without the six-pack. So I think it's just, you know, it's
just a little bit. But we still like your music.
He looks good.
Yes.
Yeah, Kiki, do you love me? No, so many good songs from his new album, too. I like Drake a lot. I do. I regret not going to his concert. I do.
Well, maybe he'll be showing up at the rodeo next year.
That would be one of those amazing. I keep missing him here in Houston by just a speck of time. Like, I'll be at a restaurant, and then they'll post that, like, Drake was there or Simone Biles was there, like, an hour later. And I'm like, I was just there.
Say you were at a restaurant and Drake was there. Would you go up to him?
I don't know. I don't know if you can just go up to Drake, because I'm sure he has, like, a posse with him, or maybe, like, security or something.
But if you didn't, I mean, I'd be like, hey, I'm Caroline Collins.
I'd probably do, okay, if I have a margarita in me, I'd probably be like, is she, like, I don't know, something stupid. I'm not sure.
And make sure Connor, whoever else.
Well, Connor's a fan, too.
Oh.
That's our other common, very common denominator.
Oh.
Is we're huge Morgan Wallen fans. We're also huge Drake fans. You know what I mean? So that's like our thing. We just haven't gone to a Drake concert yet.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole different vibe than a country concert.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely is. All right, friends. Well, we appreciate you watching or listening or doing both for Caroline and Rashi. We'll see you next time.